Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. and 36 days before the official start of summer, and we are in our fourth day of 90-degree weather, 93 currently on the outside here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Low this evening, expected to get down to around 71. Should reach around 92 tomorrow. Highs this afternoon could reach another degree or two. It could get up to 95 before the afternoon's over. So, take those heat precautions out there. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather will give us a rundown of the events calendar later on in the hour. We're going to be listening to music composed by Carl Nielsen this hour. We're going to start off with a performance by the Trio Undine. Here they perform Carl Nielsen's piano trio in G major. Thank you. We've been listening to the trio Ondine, performing the piano trio in G major by Carl Nielsen. It's 12 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Next up, Diamant Ensemblette perform the Wind Quintet, Opus 43, composed by Carl Nielsen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to Carl Nielsen's Wind Quintet, Opus 43, performed by Diamant Ensemblette. It's 40 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is KRVS, located on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Thank you.
And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. In Lake Charles, the Children's Theater Company presents its annual summer theater workshops. They're designed to introduce newcomers to the world of theater and challenge young veteran performers as well. So there's a wide variety of workshops. You can go to their website, childrenstheater.cc, or give them a call to find out more about the workshops. In Lafayette, the Acadiana Center for the Arts has opened registration for its summer art camps. You can go to their website, acadianacenterforthearts.org, to find a complete schedule of workshops. The Acadiana Repertory Theater will open The Quickening this evening at Cité des Arts. It will run through this weekend and the following. For information, their website is acadianarep.org, or you can go to the Cité des Arts website. CYT will open the musical Peter Pan this evening at Angel Hall on the UL campus. There will be 5 performances for the public tonight, Friday and Saturday nights at 7, and then there will be 2 matinees Saturday afternoon and 1 on Sunday afternoon. For information, their website is cytlafayette.org. And the Lafayette Transit System will have a special day, a transit day, multimodal transportation day tomorrow, Friday, May 18th, in celebration of other transportation initiatives happening in the month of May. There will be a day of bus service open to everybody, and then there will be a bike safety festival on June 2nd. For more information, you can go to ridelts.com to find out about the No Pay Bus Day tomorrow and then the Bike Safety Festival on June 2nd. The Silverbacks Improv Theater presents Super Collider with the Silverbacks, Ragtag, and Family Dinner tomorrow evening, Friday, May 18th at 7:30. Performances are at 227 Jefferson Street at the Omni Center. For more information, you can go to the Silverbacks website or their Facebook page. And there will be a poetry reading tomorrow at the Tesh Center for the Arts. Kirby Jambon will be reading in French and English. He's won a number of prizes and is widely published for his Cajun French poetry and his translations as well. That reading is tomorrow night, Friday at 6:30. It's open to everyone at the Tesh Center for the Arts in Brobridge at 210 East Bridge Street. The Acadiana Symphony Orchestra and other church choirs will join Chorale Acadienne tomorrow evening, May 18th, for a unity concert. They will perform Jubilate Deo by Dan Forrest. That will be at 7:30 tomorrow evening at First Baptist in Lafayette. This is the final weekend to see the musical Tuck Everlasting in Abbeville, performed by the Abbey Players. For information, their website is abbeyplayers.com. And this weekend is the 7th annual Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade, Sunday, May 20th at the Vermilionville Living History Museum and Folklife Park. It's also the first annual Catfish Rodeo and Cook-Off that will take place in the morning and then go into the festival and the boat parade in the afternoon. For a complete schedule of events and how to participate, you can call Vermilionville or go to their website or their Facebook page. That's the 7th annual Bayou Vermilion Festival and Boat Parade with the Catfish Rodeo and Cook-Off. The Iberia Parish Library will open registration for its first summer workshops on Monday, May 21st. Workshops will go through the summer, and registration will begin a few days before each workshop starts. You can go to iberialibrary.org for a listing of all workshops. Next week, the first solo festival, Songwriters Festival and Workshop will take place in Lafayette. We will actually have some songwriters doing workshops here in the KRVS studios. They will be pairing up established professional singer-songwriters with local musicians and people who want to learn how to write songs. And they'll band together in groups of 3. And then there will be an evening where these solo pieces that have been worked on will be performed. You can find a schedule for everything that's going on. We will be interviewing some of the musicians who are doing the workshops next week, but you can go to solosongwriters.com or Create Lafayette. That's Create Lafayette. They are involved in this initiative as well. There are lots of concerts for the festival part that the public can go to. And again, you can find a complete schedule at those websites. Lots of opportunities to hear the musicians who are coming in to help spearhead these workshops and also collaborations of local musicians and musicians from elsewhere. And then Every Woman, a two-month celebration of women, they have a few more events in Arneville at New News. This Friday, May 18th, there will be an event where the summer quilt designed by Lauren Green-White and sewn, put together by Les Coudrepoint from Arneville, will be shown and sold. And then on Saturday, May 26th, the Stone Soup Sister Supper will take place at New News. The Lafayette Concert Band will perform on Sunday, May 27th, their annual Songs of Remembrance concert. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. And thanks to all of you who donated during the fundraiser. We really appreciate that. Pledges are still coming in. Those of you who meant to get to the phones or your screen and didn't have been doing so this week. So if you meant to make a contribution, become a member during our fundraiser, please consider doing so at krvs.org or mailing that renewal card if you have one at home. Thanks so much to everyone. Please stay with us this afternoon and evening. We're with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. It's La Vellonera at 7, Earthbeat at 8, Franco Mix at 9, Off the Tracks at 10, The Vermilion Sports Show at 11, and The Minor Chord at midnight, followed by Ghost Town. In a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Enjoy Zydeco Blues and Old School R&B on the Zydeco Stomp, Saturdays from noon to 3, only on KRVS 88.7 FM and online at krvs.org.
Dirty Rice, satisfying your Louisiana music R&B since 1991. Join either me, Bill Bolins, or Mr. Lee Klein Peter for the best in Louisiana music. Cajun, Zydeco Blues, Swamp Pop, you name it. We got a whole lot of rock and roll, too. That's Dirty Rice, every Saturday night at 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM and on the Internet at krvs.org.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.